text. Hallmark Channel presents Crown Media Productions. Hallmark Channel presents.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
A city from above.
Everywhere
a Santa stands on the sidewalk.
Take a look in the
Some people enter a building.
Listen,
sign, Miss Maggie's Dance Academy. Title, The Christmas Club.
It's beginning to look
Children work on a ballet tree. Christmas trees and decorations dot the space. Instructors swoop and dance beside them. Credits, Elizabeth Mitchell, Cameron Matheson, Sheila McCarthy, Gabrielle Rose, Kate Trotter.
A pair of hop-along boots and a pistol that shoots as a wish of Bonnie and Ben. Dolls that will talk and won't go for a walk as the hope of Janice and Jen.
A little bit of passive? Oh, I love the smiles. Gorgeous smiles. That's it.
Mom!
Girl smiles.
Look at my ear back.
Yes, please. Oh, my goodness. It's the best one I've ever seen you do.
You're gonna be amazing in the Christmas Eve recital.
Are you sure you're not just saying that because you're my mom?
No, I'm saying it because I'm your teacher. I love you because I'm your mom.
They embrace.
Dance, dance.
Executive producer Jonathan Eskenaz.
When I could still get out there and teach and not need a week of physical therapy after.
You're gonna feel so much better after your surgery.
I am so sorry to miss the recital.
Don't worry, just worry about getting well. Carrie and I can handle it.
Oh, I know you can handle anything that comes your way.
Are you okay? What?
She raises brows.
Nothing, it's all fine.
Okay.
The woman walks away and the instructor smiles. She embraces her daughter.
You're smushing me.
No, it's not a mom hug without the smush. Go get your stuff, let's go.
She stands up. Another woman approaches.
Is Maggie okay? She seems off. I think she's worried about her surgery.
Yeah.
I wish that she could feel like she used to. It's almost Christmas. Make it an official Christmas wish.
I think you're confusing Christmas with birthdays.
No, it's a thing.
I need a candle?
Stop overthinking it. Okay. I wish that Marin has a beautiful and happy and healthy year. And
since you're always using your wishes on other people, I'm going to use my Christmas wish on you.
You're Jewish.
It's symbolic. And Santa knows I'm a big fan.
Okay. Dark hair, blue eyes, great sense of humor, and... It's done.
Well, you just wasted a wish because that's not what I want.
Olivia, it's been 8 years since Nathan died. No one should wait that long to find love again.
I love my life. I don't need anything or anyone else.
Uh-huh. And make him very good with kids.
Carrie and Olivia hold hands. Outside house at nighttime. Man at laptop.
Here you go. Have some cider.
Thanks, sis, but... Does everything we eat and drink have to be holiday-themed?
Yes, it does. Especially because you came home for Christmas.
I came home because I have work here. It just happens to be Christmas.
Well, you know we like to make it a big deal, so spirit up.
I will try.
Just make sure that you're here when we decorate the tree tomorrow.
Oh, Beth, I can't promise that. I might have meetings tomorrow.
Uncle Eddie, come on! You have to be here for the tree!
What are you doing up, Connor?
I have to practice staying up so I can see Santa. Will you stay?
Of course, buddy, absolutely. Now, come on. Let me take you back into bed.
Night.
Night, Mom.
How did you get so heavy?
I don't know.
She smiles and looks at them as they leave. Outside, now daytime, people walk past building. Carrie with a menorah. Olivia enters.
It's Hanukkah. It's early, right? Better than a few years ago when it was on Thanksgiving Day. Now, that was confusing.
I'm sorry. I always get you a gift first night of Hanukkah.
You don't have to get me anything.
But I need to go out to a place where they may or may not have gifts. Bye.
She leaves.
Happy holidays.
Santa hands a paper to a woman. People ring bells on sidewalk. Olivia walks past decorated Christmas trees. He tries to hand paper to Edward.
Merry Christmas.
Does not accept.
Merry Christmas.
He hands the paper to a woman who walks a few paces behind him. A woman checks her wallet.
No!
Her money flies through the air.
Are you all right?
Let's go inside, where it's warm.
Oh,
thank you.
All right, I'll get the door for you.
I'm Olivia, by the way.
I'm Gertrude.
Olivia holds Gertrude by the arm as they lead her inside to sit.
So, it was $80 total?
Yes. I saved all year with the bank's Christmas club. It was for my grandkids' gifts, and now it's gone.
I'm gonna go out and look for it.
I will help you, okay?
Okay.
Let's do that. You stay right here.
Thank you.
She sits on a soft upholstered bench in the toy store as Olivia and Edward step outside. Olivia scans the horizon, brows raised.
Who are we kidding? Those 20s gotta be long gone by now.
I know. So? What should we do?
He reaches in his pocket.
I've got 2 20s.
Really thoughtful.
He smiles.
Okay, that's funny. I have 2 too.
Both smile.
Oh, should we really do this? I mean, maybe it's a scam.
You mean that little old lady was lying in wait to scatter her fake money into the wind in the off chance that 2 random people would give her their money to help her?
Maybe. I mean, even master criminals have to get old.
Wow.
I'm Edward, by the way.
Olivia.
Nice to meet you.
You too.
Okay. So,
should we do this?
I think we should.
Okay.
Let's go.
Yeah.
They enter Toy Store.
Gertrude, you're never going to believe this. We found all of your money. All $80. There it is.
What?
That's
you. Ow! Oh. It was pretty darn amazing. You know what? Listen, you tell it.
He looks at Gertrude.
I think you should tell her. You're going to tell the story so much better than me.
Oh, yeah. No. He's amazing at it. He is. It's really important. I think that you should tell it.
I think you should.
Gertrude looks back and forth at them.
Fine. I mean, it's so good. So what happened was the bills went up in the wind. Yes. And then they blew, and apparently they blew really hard, and they went right into a...
Christmas tree. Right into a tree. You saw the trees. They're all over the place outside.
Yes. So when we went out, we looked, and there was this Christmas tree, and it had $20 bills.
Like little green ornaments. Right there in the tree.
Wow. That's unbelievable.
Isn't it?
Smirk at each other.
I guess we really all just got lucky.
Luck has nothing to do with it. It's Christmas. It's a magical time of year.
Yeah, like my credit card magically getting maxed out every year.
You're so funny. He's got a sense of humor. But think about it. Would you two have ever met if you didn't come together to help a little old lady? Mm-hmm. Now that's magic.
Flicks fingers.
Or fate. Call it what you will.
Olivia grins. Edward checks phone.
Excuse me. I've got to get back to work. I just want to make sure you're all set, Gertrude.
I am. Thank you so much, both of you, for everything. Merry Christmas to you.
Oh, Merry Christmas. Oh, thank you.
And Merry Christmas to you.
Okay, have a good one. Okay.
She presses her palms together with a grin and walks through the store. Olivia smiles at her. Edward shrugs.
Christmas tree?
Yeah.
Really? Huh.
That was good.
Was it?
They walk together.
How did it stick?
Sap, obviously.
I thought maybe like the wind just like blew it and it just stuck on one of the needles.
Oh, but then the needles would have had to have been sticking straight out.
Yeah, but the wind blew from the side and...
I'm just glad that we were able to help her out.
It felt really good.
Yeah.
He smiles.
Yeah. I should get going to where I was going before all of this.
Yeah. Same here.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say something.
No, I thought you were going to say something.
I didn't see you.
It's totally fine.
No, the great. Good.
He turns, then faces her.
Well, you take care of yourself.
Yes, you take care.
She smiles.
Okay.
He watches her as she leaves the toy store. Pedestrians walk on snow-patched sidewalk outside.
Oh, Merry Christmas! Here you go, dear. Merry Christmas!
Oh,
I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry.
You okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Which way are you going?
This way. Couple blocks.
Me too. You wanna walk along with me?
Sure.
Okay.
He walks slightly behind her.
I wonder what Gertrude ended up getting her grandkids.
If she even has grandkids.
Oh, stop it.
Just kidding. Maybe.
Oh, come on.
It was kind of weird how she went on and on about fate, though, wasn't it?
Touches tree.
You don't believe in fate?
Well, no.
She smiles.
Don't worry. Neither do I. If you believe in fate, it's like saying that you're not in control of your own destiny.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Don't even get me started with the whole Christmas magic.
Oh, no. I totally believe in Christmas magic.
You do?
Yeah.
Huh. I'm just not a big Christmas guy.
Why not?
Oh, my parents were divorced and the holidays were just always strained.
I'm sorry. No, I am. Christmas shouldn't be like that.
Why did I just tell you that?
Because I'm a complete stranger and you're never going to see me again, so it's safe.
You're probably right, actually.
Yeah.
He smiles.
Are you going to fix every tree? Because there's like 10 more.
I might. I like to help.
So let me guess, you're a decorator?
No.
Social worker?
No.
Therapist?
No.
No?
She shakes head.
Dance teacher.
Oh, that was my next guess.
Right.
She nods.
I will say you have a certain grace about you.
Thank you. I mean, for some people, dance is therapy, so maybe you weren't so far off the mark.
Hmm. You're not going to make me do a therapeutic dance or something, right?
Oh, I might.
She smiles slightly and walks away. He turns and watches her leave with a wide smile.
Is this on your way to work?
It can be.
Me too.
Oh, I didn't realize they started the Christmas festival again. It's the best.
Oh, man, I have not been here in a long time. I do vaguely remember my parents standing right over there having a big fight about a bag of roasted pecans.
That doesn't sound like fun.
Yeah, well, it was a long time ago.
So you live in New York?
Well, it's more of a home base, really. I travel a lot, so I don't technically live anywhere, really.
They walk side by side. She looks up.
Oh.
What? You all right?
Snowflakes. The snow falls over them.
What? The snow?
So beautiful.
He looks up and furrows his brows.
You're not from around here, are you?
Actually, I've lived here my entire adult life.
Really?
Yeah.
You're so enchanted by the snow.
I'll never get tired of snow at Christmas.
What about the snow in April?
No, that's the worst. Hey, do you want some pecans?
Oh, no. No, thank you. I've kind of got a thing about pecans. Since that day, I haven't had any.
Really? We should change that. Pecans are delicious.
I don't,
Yeah?
Okay.
May I have two, please?
Well, no, I'll pay for it. Except I can't pay for it because I gave all my money to Gertrude.
Oh, yes. Me too. I'm so sorry. There was this little old lady and she had her Christmas savings and then this crazy wind came up and all the bills flew away.
Yeah, and then we gave her our money and we told her it was her money that we found outside of that Christmas tree.
Which makes zero sense.
But it worked kind of.
Yeah,
you know what, guys? The nuts are on me.
Oh.
Thank you.
Thanks. Because our story was so good?
Nah. Because I'm a sucker for romance.
No,
you guys have yourself a Merry Christmas.
He nods.
Merry Christmas. Thank you.
They both walk away. He opens up the hot candy pecans roaster and smoke rises. He smiles. Edward eats pecans.
When was the last time you were on a swing?
Probably the same day I last ate a pecan.
She gestures.
It's safe?
Maybe we should chance that.
They walk over to a wooden two-person swing.
Okay. All right.
He sits beside her.
Wait. I know.
It's got us.
It totally has us.
Nice.
I know.
They begin to eat the nuts as they swing together. She looks up at him, smiles and nods.
Surprisingly good. Thank you.
You're welcome. Hi, Lucy.
Hi.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
That is one of my students who will ask me why I was on a swing on the middle of the day.
Well, you just gotta tell her that sometimes adults need recess, too.
She nods.
What kind of dance do you teach?
Oh, well, all kinds, but I have a soft spot for classical.
Eats a nut.
I used to dance with the city ballet.
Really?
Mm-hmm. She nods.
That's an incredible accomplishment.
Yeah. Thank you. It was a lifetime ago, and things changed, and I needed something with more stability, more long-term.
Okay. Well, what do you prefer? Do you prefer teaching, or do you prefer performing?
No one's ever asked me that. Teaching. Absolutely. There's nothing like helping kids reach their goals.
That's kind of how I feel about my clients, too.
I know you're very busy, but what do you do?
I'm a consultant. I help people open new businesses.
Cool. How?
Well, basically, I give them the tools that they need to succeed. And they take those tools and they succeed. Hmm. And I have to say, every time I help someone, I feel...
But you made a difference?
Exactly.
They smile at each other slightly. She raises a brow and nods. She stands up.
I have to get back to teaching.
Yeah, I better get to my meeting, too.
It was lovely to meet you, Evern.
The pleasure was all mine, yeah.
She shakes his hand and walks away. He watches her leave, then continues in the other direction. Olivia approaches Carrie.
Happy Hanukkah. Oh, you didn't have to.
Opens.
Oh, I love it.
Thank you so much.
It's for the boutique next door. I saw you looking at it.
Wait, if you only went next door, where have you been this whole time?
Well, that's a long story. Is Maggie here?
She's in her office.
Maggie in her office. She frowns. Olivia approaches her.
Hey. Are you okay?
No, I'm fine. I wanted you to be the first to know. I have decided to retire and close the studio.
I'm sorry, what?
It's time. I mean, it's past time, really.
Well, Maggie, you don't have to close the whole thing. You can bring someone in to run the financial part of it, and I'll continue to manage the creative part.
I'm selling the property, Olivia.
When?
Well, it's going on the market in a couple of days, December 13th.
Oh, the kids, you'll have to notify the kids.
Oh, I'm going to send the parents an email so they can find a new studio.
And me? And Carrie?
Oh, Carrie can find an administrative job anywhere, and every studio in the city would kill to hire you.
Oh, I mean, no one's gonna let me come in and design the curriculum like I have here. I mean, we've built something really special in the past 8 years, and...
That was mostly thanks to you.
No.
Yeah. You poured your heart into dance when things were tough, and I know you can do it again.
It's 2 weeks until Christmas.
I know. But this is the best time to sell. With the surgery coming up, I don't want to miss my chance. And maybe this is a chance for you, too. I promise you're going to be okay.
Tears in both of their eyes. Olivia walks out and puts on her magenta gloves that match her scarf. She approaches a man by the trunk of his taxi.
Are you free?
Yeah, hop on.
Thanks.
He lets her in the back seat. A man gives him a tip.
Keep the change.
It was a $10 ride.
That's found money. That 20 practically flew into my hands just on 7th Avenue. Merry Christmas.
Thanks. Merry Christmas.
Olivia smiles.
Olivia?
Edward turns the corner and sees her as the taxi pulls away. A house at night. Olivia's mom prepares eggnog.
Well, Marin was already asleep.
Yeah, she seemed really tuckered out.
Yeah, it was a long day.
So?
Her mom crosses her arms.
You want to talk about it?
I do, but I can't. I mean, I can, but I don't know.
Well, I've got all the fixings for my famous eggnog.
I love that you say fixings like you're from the South.
Well, I am. I'm from the South.
south part of Minnesota.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, and... Da-da! You like?
You're really cute, Mom.
Little scarf.
There you are, my sweetheart.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
My favorite Christmas tradition ever.
Hmm. Okay. So, tell me what happened today.
Okay. Mm-hmm. It started out great. There was this little old lady, and she lost her Christmas club money. Like, it actually blew away. And so I helped. Well, I mean, Edward and I helped.
Oh, well, now that's wonderful. I'm really proud of you.
Well, I mean, it was really just 40 bucks.
I know. I'm proud of you for speaking to a man long enough to actually get his name.
So funny.
So, okay. Tell me everything about him.
Come on. There's nothing to tell. We walked and we talked and then we went on our way.
And you exchanged numbers?
No, there's no point. He doesn't live here. And I have more important things to think about.
No, sweetheart. This is important.
Her mom sips eggnog from the glass with a small red scarf around the base.
Miss Maggie's retiring.
Her mom looks at her over her glasses.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Well, okay. Well, that's, you know, that's good for her.
Absolutely. I mean, so great for her, right? But not great for me, because when she retires, she's planning on closing the studio, which means that I'll be out of a job.
Oh, Liv, I'm so sorry to hear that, but I'm not the least bit worried. You know, the entire dance community loves you, and when you are ready, you're gonna find a new home.
I don't want new. I want things to stay the same.
I know, but maybe, you know, just maybe, this is gonna be good for you.
Well, that's what Maggie said. Do you know what's good for me? Because I do. It's eggnog.
She smiles and squeezes her daughter's shoulders. Leans in toward her ear.
You'll be fine, Liv. You always are.
Thank you.
Kisses her daughter's forehead and looks in her eyes, outside of Edward's house.
Well, I think that just about does it.
Whoa, that's impressive.
Looks good.
Guys, green bean casserole's ready.
Oh, man, that smells exactly the same as the one Mom used to make every year.
That's because I kept her recipe.
After all these years?
Yeah, some memories are worth holding on to. I would have made a pecan pie, too, but I know you have a thing about that.
Actually, not anymore.
Okay, come and eat.
Can we eat over here, please?
Yeah, we're building Connerburg.
Connerborough.
Forgive me.
You can have one of these of your own, you know. All you have to do is stay put long enough to have an actual relationship.
Mm. Been there, done that. I'm good.
Are you, though?
Yeah, I got everything I need right here. Except for maybe a green 4x2. Got one of those? Right, see? Of course you do. Thanks, buddy.
She smiles. Outside of Olivia's house, she sits on a couch by the Christmas tree. Her daughter runs to her with pajamas and braided pigtails.
Mom, it snowed.
It did.
What should we do?
Okay, I was at Evergreen Park yesterday, and they were setting up for the Christmas festival, so let's go there. Maybe we'll run into some friends.
Let's go.
Okay.
They hold hands. Olivia stands up. Evergreen Park sign. They enter the festival as numerous people leave. She shuffles off as Olivia sits on a park bench and watches her play with another child in the snow.
Connor, go play. Don't hit anyone in the face. It's not a video game.
No, I know.
I don't know.
Edward's sister sits beside Olivia.
Oh, he's loving it.
Olivia looks up at Edward. Their eyes widen.
Hi.
Hi. Do you two know each other?
Yeah, this is the woman that helped me with Gertrude yesterday.
Olivia.
Yes.
You're Olivia. This is Olivia.
Hi. Sorry, didn't catch your name.
Beth waves.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is my sister Beth and her husband Hi. Matt. And my nephew is out there building an ice laser or something like that. I'm staying with them while I'm in town, so.
Did you guys make plans to get together?
No, this is a coincidence.
Hmm. Well, there's no such thing as a coincidence.
Yes, there is. Otherwise, they wouldn't have invented the word.
Okay, well, what are the odds you guys run into each other again?
Beth shrugs.
Yeah. Yeah, it's actually the third time, sort of. I saw you in a cab yesterday. Pulled off before I got a chance to say hi, so. Hi. Again.
Hi. Again. Again.
She smiles.
Hey, Matt? Matt?
Yeah?
I'm gonna go look at something for sale over here. Do you want to come with me?
No, I'm good. Thanks.
Matt?
Beth raises brows.
Actually, you know what? I'm gonna come with you.
Okay.
I'm in the market for a picture of Santa Claus.
Great. Yeah.
He points in distance. They walk together. Beth turns and grins at Olivia and Edward.
You know, I've never randomly run into the same person so many times.
It's pretty incredible.
I mean, you do have family here, so it's not that crazy.
Right. Yeah. It's probably not fate, just statistics.
Right.
Excuse me. I'm sorry. Oh, I really gotta take this.
Of course, you're so important.
Greg, hi. No, I knew you'd be delayed with all the snow.
I'm looking at you because...
Absolutely, we can see the property whenever you get here. But...
He hangs up.
Hey, Marin. Your snowman is awesome.
Thanks, Mom. Connor, help.
Nice work, Connor. Really well done.
Thanks.
That's Marin, my daughter.
Oh, you're married?
Widowed, actually.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
It was a long time ago. Marin was just a baby, and we're okay.
He nods.
Mom, they're doing a huge Christmas miracle on Camden Street.
Whoa.
They said kids can help. Can you go?
Yes, that would be great. Marin, I want you to meet my friend Edward.
Oh.
Edward, this is my daughter, Marin.
Well, it's a pleasure to meet you, Marin. You have a very beautiful name.
Thanks, except I have to spell it for everyone.
Well, someday you're going to appreciate having an interesting name. Take it from a guy named Ed.
Ready to go?
Yes, thank you. It was nice to meet you. Again.
She holds her daughter's hand and smiles. He points and they leave.
Bye, Marin.
Hey. So, what happened?
Nothing. They just left to go to Camden Street to work on the Christmas mural, that's all.
Oh, Connor would love that. And Camden Street is so gorgeous right now. All the shops put up their Christmas decorations. Come on, let's go. Edward, you're coming, right?
I don't think it's a good idea.
What's the problem?
I mean, I'm leaving for New York soon, and I don't get the feeling that Olivia's really up for dating anytime soon, so there's just no point.
There is always a point. Edward, maybe this is fate telling you to just slow down. I don't know, maybe make a home somewhere other than your one-bedroom apartment in New York City that you never stepped foot in.
I tried that with Hannah, remember? That didn't exactly go very well. Just like Mom and Dad. Around Christmas time, it all got that much more intense, so just...
That is why I make Christmas extra special for my family. To undo all that. You can too. Come on.
She tilts her head and smiles.
Come on. Yeah?
You're good.
Come on.
Edward follows. Gertrude watches with a smile.
Okay. Just a little further. Oh, man, I almost had it.
You can do it.
I really do. Oh, thank you so much.
Turns to Edward.
See you again. And then again and again.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. And yep. Okay.
Okay.
Here we go.
Hey, guys. Mind if we join?
Hey.
Of course. Fun. Go on.
Numbered mural pieces.
I think we have to pick something.
What are you doing?
Oh, I'm trying to find the one that goes right in here. I want to finish this area.
Yeah, see, that's not how it works. You have to pick one randomly, and then you throw it up there, and all of a sudden it comes together.
Oh.
Yeah.
I love when that happens. Yep. Ooh. Oh, you trying to get up there? Let me help you.
He lifts her.
Right. There. Nice. Okay.
Okay.
So just random.
Just random.
Well, then, there you go.
Oh, that. I 13.
Hey, it works.
Thanks.
How about that? L22. That one? No, that's good. That's
we did
good.
It. High five.
That was amazing.
Good work. Good work.
Yeah.
Did
you
think right, so?
There. How am I doing?
Yeah. What do you think it's second at all become?
I don't know. Guess we'll just have to wait and see.
He nods.
Mom, can we go to Baked Expectations and get one of the Christmas cocos?
Can we go too?
How about we all go together?
Edward smiles.
Sure. Great.
Sounds good.
Okay.
The two families walk together.
After you.
Snow falls on the sidewalk.
I am going to get some Christmas cookies.
Sure.
Okay.
So, Olivia, Ed says that you own your own dance studio.
Oh, no, I just work at one. Miss Maggie's, actually, down the street. And not for long. The owner just told us that she's retiring.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that.
Thank you. It's all right. As long as the kids can have their Christmas recital, I'll be okay.
I know you're going to pull it off.
And how do you know that?
Because when somebody cares about something as much as you do, they make it happen.
Olivia smiles.
What a lovely thing to say.
Beth smiles.
Olivia, I've got some hot chocolate.
Thank you.
Yes!
Whoa!
This was a huge mistake.
Oh, man.
Thank you.
I don't even know where to start.
First, eat half the whipped cream.
Okay.
Edward takes large bite of whipped cream. Olivia covers her mouth. The kids grin.
Then,
sipping into the cocoa oat.
His nose and lips covered in whipped cream, he slurps hot cocoa from a large red mug. The kids giggle. He lifts up.
Okay. What happens after that?
Then stir the rest of the whipped cream into the cocoa.
Oh. Okay.
Interesting choice. There.
Oh. Is that what that's for?
I mean, maybe.
He licks a peppermint stick in the side of the cocoa.
Now all you have to do is let it cool for a minute.
Just be cool. Sit back and be cool. Got that. Well, it's cool. You know, you've got a future in hot cocoa tech support. I appreciate that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Wipes face.
Make you miss the spot.
Did I?
Yeah.
Feels like I got it.
Mm-hmm.
Olivia leans in with a red napkin. She gently holds his chin as she wipes the side of his nose. Beth smiles.
All the way up there?
Yep. Hey, we should head back to the festival soon because I think Santa's gonna be there.
Yay!
All right, so let's get these to go and we'll all head over.
I'll go get some to-go cups and maybe a couple more napkins.
Yeah.
Mom, can I go to Santa?
Yes, of course. Go stand in line. Connor?
Wow.
Connor greets Santa Claus. They shake hands.
See this one's more?
Mm-hmm. More sugar.
Here, let me help.
Thank you.
There we
Thank
go.
You.
You're welcome.
They sit on bench.
I bet the kids love taking your classes.
What makes you say that?
I don't know. You just have a way of making everything seem fun.
So do you. I mean, the cocoa.
He laughs against his glove.
Usually Connor is the only one that sees me get that goofy.
It's not goofy. It's, sweet.
Olivia nods. He smiles and looks down.
What?
I wonder what Gertrude would say if she saw us sitting here right now. Mm-hmm.
I told you so.
He bites glove.
Ah, oh, well.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay.
Checks phone.
Everything okay?
Yeah, everything's fine. I've been putting off work all morning and I probably should get to it.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Look, parents almost at the front of the line.
Hey, do you think it'd be all right if I gave you my phone number? To, you know, in case you wanted to call and have Marin and Connor spend some time together?
Oh, they would love that.
Great. Okay, do you...
Yeah, I have a pen.
Great. Here. Okay.
He writes on paper.
There we go. Hope you can read this. Is that okay?
She accepts paper.
Edward. Awesome. Guess I'll talk to you later.
Okay.
He smiles as she holds Marin's hand in Santa's line.
I'll see what I can do.
Are you ready? Okay.
Hey, come here.
Good job.
She hops up on his lap.
And what would you like for Christmas, young lady?
Looks at Mom.
More days like this.
That's a good wish. And how about you?
Oh, no, I'm too old.
You're never too old for a Christmas wish.
Just close your eyes and make it. A little.
She puts phone in her pocket. She looks back at Edward with a slight smile and shuts her eyes.
Done.
She opens her eyes and smiles. Turns back and Edward is gone.
I loved your wish. I thought your wish was beautiful. What should we do?
Games.
Games? Zoo games?
Sounds fair.
Bye, guys. Okay.
They carry drink cups.
Did you have fun?
Yeah.
Me too. And what was your favorite part?
Santa.
She laughs.
I loved your wish. That made me really happy. I also loved all of the designs, like everybody's stuff. And I loved the crafts. And I think I'm going to go back and get some Christmas presents. What do you want for dinner?
Spaghetti.
Oh, yep.
I got it. No, I got it.
It's okay.
I got it.
No, no, I got it. Please, it's okay. I got it.
She uses napkin with Edward's number.
Okay. I'll trade you. Trade you.
Hands her a fresh napkin. She unfolds the coffee-stained napkin. The phone number written inside is completely illegible. She frowns. Beth and Edward at toy store. He holds a ukulele.
It's been 3 days. I don't understand. Why hasn't she called?
Probably because she realizes that going out with a human tumbleweed is a colossal waste of time.
Romance is never a waste of time. Why don't you just call her?
I don't have her number.
Why not?
Because I wanted it to be her decision. I was trying to be a gentleman.
She told me the name of her dance studio.
What is it?
I don't remember.
Seriously, Beth?
I'm sorry. There was so much going on. Let me just do an internet search. Just a sec. Olivia Dance Studio, Minneapolis.
You know what? No, Beth, don't. Don't. This should be Olivia's decision to make. Really. Just...
She puts phone in pocket. He answers one.
Hey, Greg. Yep.
He shakes a toy.
Yep.
She swipes from his hands.
I'll be right there. Do you think Connor would like that? Because it's really annoying.
Just like his uncle.
He steps away.
And touch and turn and light on your feet. And smiles on your faces and touch and turn. That's so good. Touch. Oh, I like that leap. That was kind of nice. Maybe we'll put that in.
Here are the programs.
Okay.
Olivia opens and inspects one.
They're great. They're really great. Well done.
I just don't understand why he hasn't called you.
I didn't give him my phone number.
What is wrong with you?
What is wrong with me? It's 9 days until Christmas and our careers are in limbo. And I can't find that joy box, the one that Maren wanted. So if you'll stay here, I'm going to run to the toy store on Grand and see if they have it. Thank you. I'm not going to talk about Edward. Do you see how I'm not talking about it? Not gonna. And touch and turn.
And touch and twirl and touch and twirl. Beautiful ladies.
Carrie smiles. People ring bells. Woman at store.
Is it really this much?
Yeah, I'm sorry, ma'am. We have a layaway program if you want.
Oh, I only have so much saved.
Hands on hips.
I'll find something else.
Would another 20 help?
Oh, that's not necessary.
I insist. I found it right on 7th Avenue the other day. I was waiting for the right moment to pass it on. I think this is it.
Are you sure?
I'm positive. Merry Christmas.
Same to you. You have no idea how much this means to me. Thank you. You made my Christmas.
She smiles and leaves with toy.
You know what's crazy? I know where that $20 came from.
So funny. So do I. Beth!
Olivia! I'm so happy to run into you.
Why?
Because now I can find out why you haven't called Edward back. I'm sorry. That's too pushy. Don't answer that. Could you answer that?
Yes. I wanted to call him. I lost his number.
Oh, well. Then, here you go. And while I'm at it, can I have yours too? I'm sorry, that's too pushy.
No worry. Warranted. Yes, please.
Do you think it was one of Gertrude's?
I kind of do.
And that would make all of this meant to be?
Olivia nods. Edward descends staircase.
It's just not right.
Okay, well, I've got another one to show you a few blocks away. I think this one is going to have everything that you're looking for.
Then let's go. We're running out of time, Ed. You know I need to find something before the end of the fiscal year.
I know. I haven't failed a client yet, and I'm not about to start now.
Edward checks his phone. He looks to the side.
She's just down the street.
She who?
I'll explain later. Can I just have 5 minutes?
I'm gonna grab something to eat.
Okay.
And swoon and twirl. All right, everybody. Arms up and hop back over here. And arms
She
up.
Raises arms. She turns and sees Edward.
Gary, can you take over?
Sure. Come over here, girls.
Five girls in ballerina dresses.
Hi.
Hi.
I lost her number. I mean, I really actually lost her number, and I ran into Beth, and I have...
I know, she just texted me.
Oh.
And as soon as I figured out where to find you, I didn't want to take any chances, so...
Wow.
She smiles at him.
Did she tell you about the 20? I mean, it's crazy. I mean, it's completely crazy. It's Gertrude's 20. I mean, it had to be, and it just keeps showing up.
Unless it's what Gertrude said, just a little bit of Christmas magic.
And I thought you didn't believe in Christmas magic.
Well, I'm getting there.
Yeah?
They smile at each other.
Marin had a great time. She was so happy.
So did Connor. He really did. We should make plans to get together again. So the kids can...
Why didn't you show me this space?
What?
The guy next door said it's on the market as of this morning.
Removes hat.
It's perfect.
Extends arms.
Let's make a move before anyone else gets down here. Hey, how you doing?
Hi.
Good thing he made this stop. I think we should put in an all-cash offer and get this thing done in a week.
They bump fists.
I'm gonna call the bank, get the funds ready.
Edward turns to her.
Who is that?
That was my client.
And he wants to buy the studio today?
I am just as surprised about this as you are, Olivia.
You're his advisor, right? I mean, can't you advise him not to do it?
No, I can't.
Why not?
Because for everything that Greg's got going on, this space is absolutely perfect. It's way better than any space that we've seen so far, and I really wouldn't be doing my job if I just let it go.
Can we at least have the Christmas Eve recital here?
I don't know, but I'll try. I will make something happen.
Why did he even come here?
Because he was standing right there when I got the text from Beth. And then when she said that one of Gertrude's 20 showed up again, I took that as a sign that I had to see you. I thought maybe it was fate.
She glances up at him.
Yeah, I thought so too, just for a second.
Slight smile.
Maybe all that $20 has done is make things worse. I need some air. Excuse me.
She touches her chest and steps out. He turns around, brows furrowed. He wears a dark coat with a gray scarf. She walks through the front door and down steps. He chases after her.
Olivia, wait. Olivia, please wait.
She turns.
I'm so sorry that it's happening like this.
Not sorry enough to stop him.
I'm really not the bad guy here. I mean, your boss is selling the property no matter what, and if Greg doesn't buy it, then somebody else will. Just as fast. You know that?
I know. I just wasn't ready. And the recital.
All right, well, I'll talk to Greg, and maybe you can still use the space for the recital.
That'd be great.
You know, this is your chance.
My chance? For what? To start at the bottom at a new studio?
No, this is your chance to start your own studio.
No, I'm a teacher. I'm not a businesswoman. I wouldn't know where to start.
But this is what I do. I help people like you. And I know a good bet when I see one. Please, I'd love to make this up to you. Let me help you with this.
You're just offering because you feel bad.
He shakes head.
Yes, I am.
She looks down. Shakes her head.
I'm not going to let you fail on this. And who knows, maybe your boss isn't even going to accept the first offer anyway.
She accepted the offer.
What? So quickly?
Come on!
Really? Kidding me right now?
Okay. I'm gonna go inside.
Hold on, Olivia, wait.
She turns to him.
Beth invited me to the Christmas Tree Festival tree lighting tonight, and I won't go if you don't want to see me. Or if I do go, and you do see me, then you can ignore me.
How do you even know I'm going?
Because you love Christmas.
True. Okay.
She tightens lips and shrugs.
Ignore you later.
She turns away. He grins, mouth open, then tightens lips. He puts his hands in his pockets, looks down and walks. Olivia sits on an office chair and watches the girls dance and twirl in the spacious dance studio decorated with numerous Christmas trees. Tears well up in her eyes as she rests her cheek against her hand. Now nighttime, hundreds of people mingle and explore the festival. A woman in the crowd wears a Santa hat. She takes it off. People carry drink cups. A man with a Santa figurine.
Is Edward coming? No idea. Doesn't matter to me whether he's here or not.
Hello.
Hey. Edward, is Connor here?
Yes, he sure is. He's back by the apple cider booth.
You want to come see him?
Yeah.
She shuffles off.
Hello. Again.
It's one too many.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I thought you were going to ignore me.
Oh, no, I am. I'm starting right now.
You know, I don't believe we've met. I'm Barb, Olivia's mom.
You are...
I'm Edward Taylor, and it's such a pleasure to meet you.
This is Edward.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't tell me he was so handsome.
Really? Because usually that's the first thing people say.
Okay, Mom, remember? I'm upset with Edward, and we're not talking to him.
Well, like I told you before, he doesn't owe you anything. It was his job to take care of his clients.
Whose side are you on?
Yours, sweetheart, forever.
Barb, thank you very much. Very smart woman.
Barb hugs Olivia's arm.
Good evening, everyone. I am Mayor Parker, and welcome to the 45th annual Evergreen Park Christmas Festival tree lighting.
Audience members clap.
Now, my Christmas gift to you all is me not giving a long speech.
They all smile.
How about we get all the kids up here for the countdown?
Too?
Well, aren't we gonna hold hands like our thing?
We'll hold your hand for the rest of the night, please.
It's okay. Have the most wonderful time.
Marin takes off.
She's growing up.
You know, pretty soon she's not gonna want to hold my hand at all.
And then someday, she will again.
Kisses her hand.
I'm gonna go find Carol. I'll see you later.
Love you, Mom.
Love you too, sweetie.
Okay, here we go.
Five, four, three, two, one.
At once, the roughly 20-foot-tall Christmas tree illuminates with light. People smile, clap and admire it. Edward takes Olivia by her magenta gloved hand. He smiles down at her. She returns the expression, then they look at tree.
How long? All the stores on Camden are lighting up too.
Oh, well, we have to go see them. You're coming too, right?
If it's all right.
Well, I think Connor would be really disappointed if you weren't there.
She walks off. Edward walks off with his sister and brother-in-law.
Connor, that is adorable.
So cute. Almost done.
Man, it's coming together.
It really is.
Olivia and Edward walk past the nearly finished mural of Santa Claus. Building for a lease.
Hey, any idea how long this space has been vacant?
A couple of months, maybe. Why?
It would be perfect for your studio.
Oh, I can't rent property, Edward. I don't have that kind of money.
Olivia, if anybody can get a small business loan, it's you. Trust me on that. Just picture it for a second. What if that's why Greg was meant to buy the old studio, so that you could have this incredible chance? And maybe that's why I was right there when it all happened, when you made the best decision of your life. Man, maybe it really is fate.
I don't know anything about the business side of it.
But that's what I'm there to help you with.
Okay. What if I fail?
What if you don't? And you won't. You gotta trust me on this. I know what I'm talking about.
They look at window.
Wow. So I could hire Carrie, and I could hire a couple other dance teachers with different styles than mine, so many things that I couldn't do at Miss Maggie's, and I...
She clenches fists.
How long would it take to renovate?
A month, tops.
You know, when I was just a teacher, I always knew that I would be all right, no matter what. This is...
Okay.
Okay.
Follow me for a second.
Sure.
Worst case scenario. Everything here completely falls apart.
That is the worst case scenario.
It won't happen.
Okay.
But if it did,
you just go back to teaching, which is exactly the same position that you're in now. So what do you have to lose?
Maybe now isn't the time.
If not now, then when?
He shrugs. She furrows brows and shrugs slightly. She begins to smile and looks up at the building.
Yeah.
He nods, his hands clasped in front. Outside of Olivia's house at nighttime.
How was your day?
It was the best day ever, Mom. And it looked like you had fun, too.
I did.
Marian smiles in bed.
You know I love you more than anything, right?
I know, Mommy. I love you, too.
Both grin and hug.
Sweet dreams. Perfect. Good night. Good night.
Good night.
Olivia stands in doorway.
You ready for lights out?
Yeah.
Maren smiles and gently flicks off the light. She remains for a moment as Maren shuts her eyes and begins to fall asleep. Soft string lights on a wreath beside the door. A Christmas tree and snowman patterned quilt hangs on the wall on the other side of the door. Olivia walks away. On phone by fireplace.
Hello?
He answers.
I'm in. Let's see the inside tomorrow.
Great.
His eyes wide.
Who is this?
Olivia laughs at him, then looks around the living room and smiles.
Oh, I wish we didn't have to take all of this down. It's going to be so empty for the rehearsal.
But there just isn't enough time before New Year's. It'll be fine once everyone's in here. I'm just glad the new owner is letting us keep the space for the weekend.
I don't know where else we could have done it. Have you heard back from the loan officer? No. Edward says not to worry, but, I'm me.
I'm so proud of you. I knew you could do it.
Well, I haven't done anything yet.
Taking the first step, that's the hardest part. Taking a chance, trying something new.
Yeah. It's been a long time since I tried something new.
Knock, knock!
Hi!
Hi.
Do you have a second?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I have a second.
Great.
Yes.
Thank you.
Hi.
It's looking very good.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. That's good.
So, did the finance person call?
No, not yet, but I'm sure we're going to hear by tomorrow. Meanwhile, I'm here to meet with the contractor who's going to transform the space into a gallery. So,
once we remove everything, there should be lots of nail holes, so we could just use it right from there.
Oh, wait a minute. It's the contractor. He said he threw his back out shoveling snow and he wants to push the meeting till tomorrow.
It's always the snow with us, isn't it?
Kind of is. And obviously, I feel horrible about his back,
obviously.
But it's kind of good news, because I can spend some time brainstorming your project now, because if you want to open in January, you got to do a pre-launch. You got to get the word out there.
May I help with the brainstorming?
No, I was going to do it by myself.
Good.
I'm teasing. I thought you had to teach and you were busy. You got to take Maren home, all sorts of stuff.
Maren's with my mom, and the kids won't be here till tomorrow night, because that's the big dress rehearsal for the Christmas Eve recital, which starts in 5 days.
Wow.
I know. Thank you for getting Greg to let us use this space.
You're welcome. I know it meant a lot to you.
Yeah.
Nods.
So, do you want to maybe grab a bite?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I mean, yeah.
I'll wait for you outside.
Okay.
He walks away. She takes down her long, blonde wavy hair and grabs lip gloss from her small black purse.
Where are you going? I'm going for a walk.
A walk?
Yep.
Ah.
That's it?
Yeah.
I love to walk.
Uh-huh.
Okay. See you later.
Have fun.
The ladies peer over their shoulder and laugh as Olivia leaves. Carrie touches her boss's back. Olivia steps outside and puts on black gloves. Edward stands at the bottom of THS steps. She smiles as he looks up at her.
So, where to?
Let's just start walking.
And see where we end up?
Exactly.
Kids run and play at festival.
Oh, look at these guys. Merry Christmas.
Nice.
Hey, you hungry?
Yeah, but the lines are too long.
Oh,
hey. Let's go, let's go.
A hot dog? That's not very Christmassy.
No, it's not a hot dog. It's Santa's ho-ho-ho dog.
You get extra points for marketing.
Thank you.
We'll take a couple, please.
Sure.
Thank you.
Every time. I look at a $20 bill. I wonder if it's one of Gertrude's.
Me too. You know, what's been happening with us? That it's just one big coincidence.
I thought so. But I gotta be honest, I kind of like living in a world where fate and magic exist together.
She looks at him.
I didn't expect that. Me too.
Man holds hot dogs.
You want these hot dogs or what?
Thank you.
Here you go. You take this, and whatever's left over, just put it towards whoever's next, okay?
It's funny. Somebody did the same thing a few days ago with a 20 they found over on 7th Avenue. Thanks.
She smiles at Edward, who smiles at the vendor.
So do you think it was...
I really do. Oh, I haven't been on one of those and since Marin was a baby, and then I was too worried if she was too cold, and I don't remember any of it. I mean, none of it.
I don't remember any of it either, because I've actually never been on one, so...
Really?
Mm-hmm. A horse-drawn carriage. Olivia and Edward look at it.
Let's fix that.
She takes a bite of her hot dog. Now nighttime.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas.
Carriage pulls them.
Let your heart be light.
They both smile.
From now on, our troubles will
be. Merry Christmas, guys.
I can't believe I've been missing out on this all these years.
The holidays?
Everything.
Gaze at each other.
Thank you for bringing Christmas back to me.
You're welcome.
Well, I gotta say, this has been the all-time best business meeting I've ever had. And one of the best days I had in a very long time.
She cuddles into his shoulder. Gretchen watches the couple.
I'm home!
Olivia rubs hands together.
Well?
He looks around her house.
Thank you for walking me home.
Well, I was on the way to Beth, so...
Yeah.
You have a beautiful home.
Well, I love it. It's tiny, but it's charming. Hmm. And it's walking distance to the new studio. So now I'm just worried about the loan.
Oh, don't worry about that at all. Final word comes down tomorrow, okay? It'll be good. All right, I'm going to go back to Beth's, and I'm going to get all of Greg's work out of the way so tomorrow morning we can go full force on the pre-launch plans for the studio. How does that sound?
Awesome.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Thanks for a great night.
Yeah, it was fun.
It was.
Edward!
Oh, hello.
Is Connor with you?
He's not, actually. He's at home, which is right where I'm headed after a very nice business meeting with your mom.
Don't leave. It's Christmas cookie baking night. You can help if you want.
Oh, I mean, Edward might be busy. So, do you have a little time?
Actually, there is nowhere I would rather be.
Their mouths wide open. Marin runs.
Grandma!
Look who found the Christmas spirit.
Yeah, don't tell anyone.
I might.
Olivia walks away.
Are you in decorations again?
Yeah.
Awesome.
All right. That's what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Okay, I switched over the loaf.
Tucks hair behind ear.
Edward.
Hi, Barb.
Well, how nice to see you again.
Nice to see you, too.
So, did Olivia invite you to bake Christmas cookies with us?
Technically, it was Marin, but Olivia agreed, and as long as it's okay with you...
Are you kidding me?
Okay. Who's gonna do the eggs? I'll do the eggs.
Okay. You guys don't mind a little eggshell on your cookies, do you?
Ew.
I'm joking. I saved the eggshells for the frosting.
They all laugh.
Here we go. There's technique to this. Ready for this? This and drop the egg. Wow, that was amazing. With some eggshell.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Wraps towel over his shoulder.
With the kids jingle belling and everyone.
one telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Arms crossed, Barb smirks.
Hey, wait for Santa. She's been doing that since she was little.
Really?
It was shaped weird.
It was shaped weird?
Mm-hmm. And look, oh no. Oh, this is terrible.
Wow.
There's a thing in the icing.
I don't know who put more cookie in there, but you know what, truthfully, I gotta make a point. And you're like, I don't even know what this shape is, mm-hmm. So I'm just gonna help out a little bit here.
Well, I guess this one's burnt, so.
Here's a cookie.
All right, okay.
Yes.
There. I don't need an excuse. I'm old.
First of all, no, you're not, but you're right. You're allowed.
Aw, cheers.
Cookie cheers.
Clink cookies.
Cheers.
Mm. Mm-hmm. They all take a bite.
So this is what Christmas is supposed to be like, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I think I like it.
Mm-hmm. Olivia nods.
Thank you for inviting me to stay tonight. I actually had a really good time.
Yeah, it really was. You should have these. You worked so hard.
Yes.
Holds a cookie tin.
Have I said thank you for everything you're doing for me?
You've done just as much for me.
They smile at each other. He nods and leans in to kiss her. He kisses her gently on the cheek. She grins at him.
Good night.
Good night.
He walks out of the room. She watches him. She shrugs and raises her brows. He turns and sees her do it. Once he leaves, she touches her cheek where he kissed and bounces off. Outside the dance studio. Inside, girls practice.
Four more days of the recital and you all look ready right now. I am so proud of all of you.
Carrie approaches.
So, when do you hear about the loan? Today. And I'm so excited about the space on Camden Street. We can do everything that we've always dreamed of, but it all depends on the loan.
No, I'm not worried. This is exactly how everything was meant to happen. You deserve this.
We deserve this. Hi.
Yeah,
did you see?
Boss approaches.
Olivia, I have some bad news.
Okay.
For the sale to close, we have to vacate by this weekend.
Oh, no, we talked to Greg. It's fine for us to use the space.
No, it's the insurers. It's a liability thing. They won't give him coverage if we're here.
What? Greg said that it was...
Well, I feel terrible. This is not how I wanted everything to end, but we can't have it here.
But we have to have it.
I know.
Okay, because the kids depend on it and the parents...
I am going to find another place.
Me too. I'm sorry. Me too.
Olivia's boss and Carrie shuffle off. Olivia pauses and looks around with eyes and mouth wide. She rubs her finger with furrowed brows. Outside, she walks past Christmas trees and approaches the building for a lease. Text, for lease. Immediate occupancy, large open floor plan. 612-555-0216. She walks past the building and enters Tay Bakery.
We'll find you. Thank you.
Olivia. Hey, Carrie told me I could find you here. I'm sorry about losing the recital space. I tried to do a workaround, but it's not going to happen.
Thank you. What if we use the new space?
Oh, we can't use it until the loan clears.
She looks down.
Okay. I'm going to the bank.
Oh, you want to come with you?
Nope, absolutely not. I need to do it on my own. Long story. And like you said, it's important I believe in myself.
She smiles and leaves bakery. He smiles at her.
I know you're anxious to get a decision. Normally, we would get a response within a couple days, but since there are so many people out for the holidays, I just don't know when we'll hear back. But I am certain you'll get your answers between Christmas and New Year's.
Well, that would be too late.
The loan officer looks down. Outside Olivia's house at nighttime, Barb and Olivia wrap gifts at dining room table.
Olivia.
Yeah.
Barb holds fist up to mouth.
You just gift wrapped our salt shaker.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
She raises brows and winces.
Merry Christmas.
They both laugh.
Sorry, Mom. Sorry.
Barb looks up at Olivia over her glasses. She holds the red salt shaker.
Still nothing?
Nope. At this rate, I think that we're going to be having the recital in the parking lot.
Both smile.
You know it'll all work out.
Barb nods. Olivia looks down.
Where's Edward for all of this?
Oh, I told him I wanted to do it myself.
Oh?
They both nod.
Well, he clearly believes in you.
Or he's just doing all this to make himself feel better.
By helping me. You don't actually believe that, do you?
Mom, it can't be the other thing. He doesn't live here. It'll never work out.
So that's it. You're just gonna cut yourself off from love before even giving it half a chance.
I'm protecting myself.
No.
Holds her chin.
You have put up walls for years, Liv, at least. Come on, give him a letter. Tell him how you feel. Give him a reason to stay.
Squints her eyes and shakes her head. Tears in Olivia's eyes. She kisses her mom's hand.
Oh. Mom.
Checks phone.
What?
She opens message.
Okay, it's from the bank.
Okay.
Mom covers her mouth.
What? Okay, what?
I got the loan.
Barb screams, stands, and they tightly wrap each other in an embrace as they sway.
I got the loan.
Okay.
And look, no, it says that we can use the space. We can use the space for the recital.
Oh!
I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm gonna call Edward. I gotta call Edward.
Okay.
Hello.
Come on in.
Hi.
Hi.
I got the loan.
Oh, no, I came over as soon as I heard.
Barb pours him a glass of eggnog.
Must have been something I said at the bank.
I knew you could do it.
Mom,
two glasses.
Man, she's good. Eggnog?
Yeah.
He takes glass.
Cheers.
Two. New beginnings.
Clink glasses.
To new beginnings. Yeah. Yeah.
They deeply gaze into each other's eyes and drink.
Look at this. It's perfect. I mean, people will be out there, they'll be shopping, and then they'll have some cocoa, and then they'll come in here, and they'll just watch the show.
Olivia spins, pauses to look at him, then dances in a circle.
I can't believe this is all mine. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome, but you should be thanking yourself because this is all you. You made this happen.
Hands on her hips, she smiles.
Okay. There's so much that I have to do before we can do anything. Like, what if the electrics don't pass inspection? And then there's paint. Like, I have to choose the color, which, of course, I've chosen some color, but then I have to put it up. And there's lights. Like, I think we need more lights.
Olivia?
Yeah?
You don't have to do any of that alone. I'm gonna be with you. We can do it together. Okay, and you're gonna get it done, and it's gonna look fantastic, and then people will come in here, and they'll just see how incredible you are.
She looks down, then away, then up at him.
Everyone will see.
Do I see an idea forming right here?
Yes. Yes, yes. Okay. So if it goes the way that I think that it could go, then we won't have to change the routine. I mean, a little bit, but not much.
I'm so proud of you.
I'm proud of me too.
She runs to him and tightly hugs him around his neck with both arms, then releases her grip and twirls and hops in a circle in front of a large window. Two girls in black dance costumes by Christmas decor. Three other girls paint on canvases. Carrie approaches Olivia.
Just so you know, this is gonna be the best studio in town. Look at this. Okay. I think that I'm going to head down to Baked Expectations and get more baked goods for everybody. Then I think that I'm going to go to the bank and get Lynn a treat as a thank you. Hold down the fort?
Will do.
Great. Thank you.
Olivia runs off. Carrie smiles. Olivia sniffs baked goods.
It's Smells so good.
Baker smiles.
I'll see you at the recital.
She nods. Olivia turns and leaves. A wood cutout ornament features people in a horse-drawn carriage. Olivia approaches it as it hangs on a Christmas tree. She looks at the fine laser-cut detail on the ornament and smiles, then looks up. She approaches the counter again.
This too, please.
She hands it to the cashier, who smiles.
Oh, that's great.
She puts it in a gift box. Olivia gives money.
Keep the change. Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Gretchen in bakery. She watches Olivia leave with a smile.
Merry Christmas.
Olivia!
She smiles.
What are you doing here?
What am I doing here?
Turns to loan officer.
I didn't know that you knew anyone at the bank.
Oh. Lynn and I just have some mutual friends in the industry. And
did you know Lynn before I applied for my loan?
I am just gonna give you two a minute.
Lynn leaves.
Lynn, thank you. These are for you.
Oh,
thank you so much. Merry Christmas.
Hands her a box of baked goods. Tucks hair behind her ear.
We actually met after you applied for the loan.
Mm-hmm. Olivia nods.
Ever did you do something to push my loan through?
All I did is I put in a very good word for you, and I made it clear that you would be a great investment. That's it.
She nods with stern brows.
Are you okay?
No. No. I feel like you went behind my back, and I...
Looks to side.
You let me think that I got my loan on my own. Did you think that I could do it on my own?
Of course I did. Of course. I just gave it a little bit of a push so that you'd get through the finish line. I was just trying to help.
Well, that's not what I needed.
He sighs. She turns around, then faces him.
I never wanted to feel as helpless as I did when Nathan died. I had to figure it all out, all over again. I needed to know that I could do it on my own after you left.
I would never leave you hanging like that.
You're going to have to leave eventually.
He looks down.
Not if I have a reason to stay.
She raises brows and gazes into his eyes.
I can't be that reason. Not if you don't believe in me.
I mean, maybe you're just afraid of what would happen if I did stay. Because you'd have to open your heart again and maybe that's just a bigger risk than even the studio.
She shakes her head.
I can't think about my heart, not right now.
Okay, this is happening right now. I mean, I should have known, because every time I put my emotions into anything like this, it just completely falls apart on me, and the fact that it's Christmas right now is perfect. Well, I guess I'll never learn.
Edward, I'm so grateful. Thank you for everything that you have done. I think maybe you were right. I mean, maybe all of this fate, everything, it wasn't about us. It was about the studio.
He looks into her eyes, brows raised.
Okay. So if that's the case, then, I guess I'm just gonna head out to my next client. And, I wish you good luck on your recital. And I wish you good luck on, everything. Olivia.
She looks up.
You're gonna be a huge success.
He squints eyes. She opens her mouth as he leaves. She pauses without a word. She opens her mouth again, but shuts it. She approaches the loan officer's desk with the gift box ornament and sets it on the desk, then walks away. The Evergreen Park Christmas Festival entrance. Kids run in. A man carries a Santa hat as he walks past vendor booths. Olivia in a burgundy coat with burgundy lipstick. She reads the fresh and hot candy pecan sign. Gertrude approaches.
Pecan, dear?
Gertrude, what are you doing here?
Oh, well, my husband works here.
Looks around.
Are you okay, dear? You seem upset.
I'm fine.
You know, I could have sworn I saw you with that nice young man from the toy store yesterday. Is he here?
I'd love to say hello.
No. He left.
But you didn't want him to, did you?
No.
Did you tell him that?
shakes her head.
I was scared. Of what?
Tears in her eyes.
Of being heartbroken?
You mean the way it is right now?
She shrugs. Gertrude takes her gloved hand.
This wasn't your Christmas wish, was it?
How do you know that?
Gertrude grins tight-lipped.
Gertrude, I'm sorry, I have to get back to work. It's really lovely to see you. Merry Christmas.
You too, Olivia.
Olivia turns and leaves. Gertrude smiles.
Nothing a little Christmas magic can't fix.
At home, Edward packs a suitcase. Beth enters the bedroom.
Hey, there you are. They said I was going to start in like half an hour. What's going on?
Change of plans. I gotta head to Flagstaff tonight.
But what about Christmas?
I wasn't originally going to stay that long, you know that.
I know, but things have changed. What about Olivia?
That's not going to work out.
Let me guess, you had a disagreement?
Yep.
Did you even try to work it out?
You know how things go with me. Once there's a fight, that's pretty much it.
That's because you haven't found someone to fight for. Until now. Instead of giving up, just try. When it's with the right person, you end up even closer than you were before.
He smiles and looks away.
Please don't go, Edward.
Lowers brows.
Don't give up on fate.
He looks down.
I wish I still thought fate was real.
He smirks. Beth's husband enters.
Hey, guys. Oh, what, really? Were you even going to say goodbye to Connor?
I was going to wait for you guys to get back from the recital.
Which Ed isn't even going to now.
What?
Where is Connor?
He's helping Olivia's mom hand out programs. And so was I until this lady came up to me and asked me to give you this. You know what it is?
No idea.
He opens the gift box. A crumpled $20 bill, note and ornament inside. He picks up note.
To remember the most romantic business meeting of my life. Merry Christmas, Edward. Love, Olivia.
Edward looks up at his sister and brother-in-law, then down at the gift and the money.
Who gave this to you?
Just some old lady in a red scarf.
Edward looks down and smiles.
It's going to be so good. She's doing so
she is.
Well.
Okay.
Everything's ready.
When you are.
I am so proud of you, Liv.
Thanks, Mom. Mm-hmm.
I love you, I love you.
I love you. I just wish that it...
I know.
They kiss cheeks.
Okay.
And
here we go. All right.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Ladies and gentlemen, first performance, Snowflakes and Reindeer.
The dancers dressed in white. The crowd applauds as they stand outside the building's display windows. The girls begin to dance ballet. They hold snowflakes in one hand and raise the other up above their heads. They twirl in unison and dance. Through the window on the other side, girls dressed as reindeer twirl and prance. They wear fuzzy brown dresses and antlers. Marin raises her arms and dances. She looks to the side with a grin, then raises arms and steps in the opposite direction. She performs the movement, then swirls with another dancer in the front row. The younger dancers dressed as reindeer dance in the other window. The girls stand in a line. Marin stands in front and dances with a bright smile. Clutches Snowflake in front of her and they pause. Barb hugs her daughter.
Oh my, there she is! There she is!
You were wonderful. Wonderful.
Thanks, Mom. I love it here.
Wow, this is just the beginning.
Marin, you were fantastic.
Thank you. Mom, can I go get gingerbread cookies with everyone else?
Of course.
She shuffles off.
Olivia, it was just stunning.
Thank you. I wish Edward were here.
I know.
Merry Christmas.
Her smile fades. In the distance, Edward stands beside a Christmas tree and grins. She weaves through the crowd and walks to him slowly. She faces him.
came.
I couldn't leave without saying thank you for this beautiful Christmas present that you gave me, which I love. And I love that you put the $20 bill inside, too, because that was all the sign that I needed to stop what I was doing, turn around, and come find you.
How did you get the box?
Oh, Matt said that a little old lady found it and gave it to him to give to me.
Gertrude.
Mouth wide open.
No, I saw her today at the festival. She knew.
She knew what?
My Christmas wish. It was to be with you.
He smiles.
That was mine too.
She smiles and looks down.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry about what I said.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I should have realized what it looked like from your eyes. I should have realized what I was doing.
Well, I know what you were doing. You were trying to make my dreams come true.
And did they?
Well, that depends. Are you staying?
He nods, her eyes wide.
After all these years, I'm finally home.
She draws close to him.
What about work?
I worked remotely from New York. I can work remotely from here. It's no problem. I still get to do what I love, but now I get to be surrounded by the people that I love.
The people that you love?
Mm-hmm.
They turn and look at the complete mural.
Oh.
In the mural, Gretchen sits with smile beside Santa Claus. Their mouths wide open, they glance at each other. Gretchen steps out.
I'm not even going to say what I'm thinking because it's insane.
Yeah, it's completely insane.
Yeah.
Their smiles fade. Olivia raises a brow. They look above as kids walk past with sleigh bells.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. Marin approaches.
Hi.
Marin, you were so wonderful in the recital.
Thanks. Mom, are we going to see them tomorrow for Christmas?
If it's all right with Beth.
Yes.
Yeah, we would love to see you.
There's nothing I would love more.
What's that?
Oh, this is a beautiful ornament.
The $20 bill flies out of the gift box.
Should I go get it?
No. Let's let this one go.
Yeah, we don't need it anymore.
Why don't we go and get us some cocoa? Come on.
Barb holds Marin's shoulders. Edward and Olivia hold each other by the waist.
Merry Christmas, Olivia.
Merry Christmas, Edward.
He smiles at her, then leans in for a kiss. She accepts it with a smile, then leans in. They embrace and share a long kiss in front of the mural.